Oh my word.
It's Friday, December 8th, 2017. What the heck is going on around here today?
That's what I'm asking.
This is a zoo. We have gone from I wore shorts and flip-flops on Monday. That's real. Remember that?
This here is real.
Remember that? That's a real thing.
I did.
Where people were like, Qualk, you're wearing shorts and flip-flops. I wore long sleeves, but I just felt the need to wear shorts and flip-flops because it was like 65. And now all of a sudden I wake up, the feels like it's 32, and there's snow in the forecast. Not sleet, not a mixture, snow in the forecast for tonight.
The snowflake on the app.
I can't wait to see snowflakes. Sugar falling from the sky. You know that classic Larry Munson, and sugar's falling from the sky? Don Munson repeated it at the end of the ACC championship game, sugar's falling from the sky. And now it looks like sugar's falling from the sky, but when I tasted it, snow. Mm. Just tasted like water. Lots to get to today, but we really want to talk about the snow. Because Kelly sent us a picture of your parents' house in Austin. So it's snowing internationally today.
It is. It snowed in Austin in December.
Wait a minute. Before we get to any of that, because I want to talk about a snow in Austin and what that is. You're wearing a hood in the studio.
Like Clock, you can't.
You're wearing a hood in the studio. You're wearing a parka with a hood up in the studio.
If you can't hear it in my voice, these are trying times.
You're going on an expedition to Iceland or something.
Well, it feels like Iceland outside, people.
You know, you listen to the 30 for 30 podcast, right?
On occasion.
You know the one where they took the group of people from England and they went on expedition to the North Pole?
Remember that one? You didn't listen to that one?
It was really quite fascinating. They all had really thick accents, which was quite fun for me.
I love that.
But I when I was picturing them in my head, they looked like you in this heated studio right now when it was like negative 30 degrees and we all were shivering and huddling together just to keep warm. We moved in a pack. If we didn't, we would likely perish. But they look like you in my head. They look like you.
That is how I feel.
It's 100 degrees warmer in here than it was for them.
This is how I feel, Qualk. All right. It is day 10 of sickness and it is snowing.
this is a letter from the battlefield right now. It's day 10 of the siege.
Dearest show co-host, Qualk and Sandy.
We've run out of rations. And now we're forced to do something, I don't know.
We have run out of Kleenex, but we still have herbal tea. I have brought my chamomile for hour three.
You actually did. And you specifically have said for hour three.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need it hour three. So I'm saving it for hour three. Right, BYOC, so, bring your own chamomile.
So that's Kelly's predicament right now. She's wearing a hood with a poofy jacket.
And my scarf, parka, don't forget the scarf.
And a scarf indoors. During a rain shower.
Shout out to our dear, dear friends over at Clemson WBB for this jacket.
Poofy.
Poofy.
And then Sanders rolls in.
And then Sanders.
Sanders rolls in with the very popular ugly Christmas sweater, Drake sweater, which is not even remotely a Christmas sweater. But he has been asked multiple times today, oh, are you going to an ugly Christmas sweater party tonight? Because they have those in fraternities,
you know,
where Sanders is a part of.
Real quick, follow us on Instagram because I'm going to put all this on the behind the scenes if you want to see these outfits. And Qualk just looking normal, but that's beside the
point. I'm looking normal. I'm rocking my Dabo plain orange sweatshirt today. I actually have one that just says Clemson on it, and if this hadn't been on top of the drawer, that was second, this was on top, I would have just worn the Dabo.
The classic crew cut Clemson Dabo sweater.
Yeah, and I would have sprinted down the first hill I saw.
Okay, back to Sandy.
Yeah. Sanders, not only is he rocking this Drake sweater,
it's
which
Drake
is
dancing.
Amazing.
That's from Hotline Bling, right?
It is.
It is. And then you're rocking some sweatpants here, pal. When I saw Sanders this morning and there was like nothing inside me was like, he shouldn't wear sweatpants to work because we don't have dress codes for our interns.
Yeah,
we don't have
only
this.
For our full-time employees.
It's snowing.
I'm pretty sure every full-time employee here has commented on Sanders sweatpants though. Brad Sinkiff made a comment about it. Ben Milstead made a comment about it.
Ben almost fired him.
Sweet innocent Donna made a comment about it. Uncle Dave made a comment about it. I mean, everybody that's actually here for work today that isn't hiding in a grocery store somewhere.
Within 2 minutes of me arriving.
Literally everyone.
But here's the thing. I've seen Sandy wear that Drake sweater before. I mean, that's not too much, right? But it's more the sweatpants. And I think part of it is I'm just over here very jealous. Because I wanted to wear sweatpants to work today. If you can't, you know, figure that one out.
Could have pushed the envelope.
But I didn't because I'm a professional.
Could have pushed the envelope. Did not do it.
I'm a professional.
Are we going to get snow? Are we going to see snow tonight?
Have you seen the weather?
I'm looking at the forecast.
There is a snowflake.
There's always curmudgeons like Zach Orr.
Oh, such a curmudgeon. He's also a Yankee, so you can't trust him.
Guys, come on. Come on, guys.
Come on. This isn't snow.
It's not going to snow. It's not going to snow. Come on, guys. It's not going to snow. So Zach is adamant that it's not going to snow, but I'm thinking there's going to be merely a dusting of accumulation.
Quack.
Yeah.
Beginning at 5 p.m. Actually, yeah. There's a snowflake at 2 p.m. on my app. All right?
I don't trust the weather app as much as I trust Chris Justice and John Cesarich and Dale Gilbert and my friends at WYFF.
Okay. Well, would you like to read what they have to
say?
Yes.
Yes.
Because my app has a snowflake.
Go ahead.
From 5 p.m. until 8 a.m. Snowflakes.
From 5 p.m. until 8 a.m.?
Yes.
Only snowflakes?
Just snowflakes.
Not snow and rain.
No, just snowflakes.
Just snow.
And tomorrow on Saturday, there's a snowflake as the actual descriptor of the day.
Now, that's
the lowest 25.
All right, we're in Pickens County. I live in Oconee County, so I'm going to have to go Oconee County right now. There is a winter weather advisory from 10:15 this morning until 7 a.m. tomorrow. I mean, I feel like that's something to share. Also, Pickens County has a winter weather advisory until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Same thing.
That's how I feel in a hotkey.
Pickens County hosting two basketball games the next 2 days.
That
you know, nothing?
I don't think that was
nothing.
I don't think that was necessary.
Clemson women's basketball is about to pick up a dub tonight. Clemson men's basketball picking up a dub tomorrow. Clemson women's basketball is actually in the pocket. So while the snowpocalypse is happening outside, the Clemson women's basketball, which will be colder? Which will be colder, more freezing? The temperature outside, which will be higher?
Oh, no.
The temperature outside
or
the field goal percentage of Clemson's opponent in women's basketball
That's
tonight.
That's good stuff.
The Lady Tigers, first in the nation in field goal percentage defense and first in the nation in scoring defense, hosting Prairie View A&M.
That's a great question. If I had to choose, if you press me on it right now, I would say that the temperature will be higher than Prairie View A&M's field goal percentage tonight.
Okay. What's the low? What's the, like, the
25.
Temperature during the game?
Oh, during the game.
Yeah, they just, you know, during the game.
During the game, we will get down to 35.
Okay, so 35. So they got to hold this team to 35%. Which would be below the average, but you got to factor in there. Buffalo shoots it great, and South Carolina shoots it great, and they play both of those teams already.
I would bet my parka on the under 35.
You would bet your parka under 35%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
I mean,
Audra Smith, Daryl Oliver,
take it to the bank.
Tiffany Sardin,
any chance that we get trapped or snowed in
no.
Little John tonight?
No, my gosh, no. You guys played in way worse conditions than this, the game that we referenced yesterday, the NC State game.
Yeah, but I had a police escort. I don't have that tonight that I know of.
Oh, man. 654-ROAR is the number, 654-7627. You can hear that game. Kelly and I will be calling it 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off tonight in Little John.
Quack, this text is amazing. From someone in the 706, wherever that may be. He or she says, Clemson heading to the playoff in football, winning in both men's basketball and women's basketball, has some of the best baseball players in college, Kelly. But the snowflake. That's me. That's me right now.
That's Northern Georgia.
Oh, okay. Cool.
There you go.
We will focus today, though. We will.
I'm trying to find this, like the weather forecast for YFF that makes sense to me. Rain and snow at 2, it flips to Greenville, which, I mean, I guess I could go to Clemson or something like that.
That would be nice.
Let's see. Rain and snow. All right, rain until 3-4 o'clock, then rain and snow until 6. And then tomorrow you got AM rain and snow with a high of 46. So it's just gonna be a mixture. rain and snow, but there will be snow mixed in.
Can you give me a winter is coming?
Winter is coming.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. People are reporting now from their locations, freezing snow is what it said. freezing snow in the Norris area, Matt in the big brown truck.
Hashtag there was, boots on the ground.
There was snow earlier in Easley as well.
If you have any updates live from location or live on scene, please do text us 986-1566.
And honestly, I do not give two craps if you're from the north and you're like, y'all freak out.
Yeah, if you're a Yankee, don't text us today.
But yeah, don't. Just don't.
We don't want to hear it.
Just don't. I just want to see snow. I like snow.
Please do listen, but do not text us. Unless you have other non-snow related thoughts.
Jonesy says, why are you still there? Call the station, close, get your bread, milk, get home, be safe. Just in case. Just in case. Oh, mercy. Snowing in Greenville right now.
Woohoo!
And then Austin, like...
Oh, yeah, let me tell
you
about this.
Never snowed in Austin. You said... What did you say about Austin? What did you say?
In my 18 formative years I spent there, it snowed 3 times. And it never snowed in December. That's crazy. December is shorts weather. I mean, I've had many a Christmases where it's 75 degrees. So I see on Twitter, the first thing I saw was that Texas football posted that DKR, the field there, was covered in snow. And A&M was posting that as well. And, of course, I was alarmed. So I called my parents. And I called my dad. He didn't answer. So I thought, oh, no, right? The snow has taken him. And then I call my mom, finally get an answer. And I go, Mom, is it snowing? And she goes, oh, I don't know. I'm in my bed. It's like, Mom, get up. Go see if it's snowing. She goes, nah, I don't really want to. So I didn't ever really get a confirmation. She said, it'll be there in the morning. I wake up to a picture of my backyard covered in some sort of ice/snow. But I couldn't find out last night because my mom didn't think it was important enough to go look at the snow. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that. That's a travesty.
That's a travesty.
But they at least let you know. Here's an interesting one. So, you know, sometimes we have commentary that's maybe a little crass. You know, like some of my super Christian friends get mad at me sometimes because of things I say. So, but we may have to clean it up because kids may be listening today. Oconee County's letting
that's
schools
right.
out during our
Clock.
Show.
We got to clean it up today.
Yeah, elementary kids are getting out right now in Oconee County. Middle school and high school are out at 1 o'clock. In Western North Carolina, they're evacuating. They're evacuating. They're out.
Come south, friends.
They're out. What's funny about this is two of my siblings teach in Oconee County. Like my brother and my oldest sister teach there. My mom and my youngest sister teach in Pickens County. They're still in class, and my brother and older sister get to go home. It's a win for half the family. Unbelievable. Hey, this hour is brought to you. By the way, we've got issues on the show today. We've got a lot to talk about. We want to talk coaches in the ACC and the SEC. And did the SEC close the gap? We've been saying forever that part of the reason, I know that on this station, the hosts have been sounding the trumpet that the coaching in the ACC is what has put it on par or at times ahead, pulled it ahead of the SEC. And so did the SEC bridge the gap? Did the SEC basically come back to the pack in terms of their competition with the ACC with these new coaching hires? We'll discuss both. Did they improve themselves with a coaching change?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe how the power rankings for coaches look in each division, ACC, SEC, if we can.
Because there's 6 new coaches in the SEC, so there's a lot to discuss there. You also have Stockwatch, which will be fun. I have some Hump Day headlines, which have now become Snow Day headlines. Because we've done so much on this coaching carousel, I think we've missed a little bit of what's happened around the sports world. So we'll dive into that a bit today.
I have some out-of-bounds Stockwatch for you, too. We haven't done a Stockwatch in weeks.
I just said Stockwatch. But
well, I know that, but you were talking about Snow Day headlines. I just wanted to say for the people how much I've missed doing Stockwatch.
We've missed it, too. We've missed it.
Thank you. This hour is brought to you by Harry's.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't delay. Get Harry's for that special someone. Get them some of that shave cream. Get some of the foaming shave gel. Get some replacement blades. That's a great thing that we like to give each other and our family is as stocking stuffers from Santa Claus. Santa brings replacement blades for everybody. Like all the guys anyway. Harry's.com. If you haven't started with Harry's now, you can. They've got these custom limited edition shaving sets that make perfect gifts. German engineered 5-blade cartridges, foaming shave gel that smells amazing. Limited edition winter chrome and emerald green handles included in there. You can personalize it with engraving. The gift set started just $10 with the promo code. Go to harrys.com right now. No matter what you're looking for, they've got you covered. It comes in beautifully designed gift boxes. And as a special offer for fans of the show, we partnered with Harry's to give you a 20% off your order when you enter code OLB at checkout. It's only available for the holidays. Again, with the promo code, it's as little as $10 to get started with Harry's. Get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last at harrys.com. Enter the code OOB at checkout for 20% off. That's harrys.com. Once again, the code is OOB. Short break. We'll come back. Brett Friedlander from NSAOnline.com. We'll ask him about ACC coaches.
He's in the tundra right now.
Yes, he is.
Up in North Carolina.
We'll also ask him about the Florida State situation and maybe a little round ball. Stay with us. More to come out of bounds in just a moment.
It's bowl time at Bojangles. Try one of Bojangles' three flavorful bowls today.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their winter special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Order online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Football is here and winter weather is not far behind. Get Old Man Winter ready by shopping Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, so they keep you warm even during a power failure. Choose from over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free logs with natural or propane gas. Shop and save at Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, for everything your heart desires.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wayne from the Vault. Well, the holiday season is upon us, and old school is in session at the Vault. We are well-stocked with top-quality, retro-style apparel with all the cool vintage logos for hundreds of college and pro teams. But please hurry down for the best selection. We are located at 213 North Main Street in downtown Greenville, across from the Hyatt. Or shop us online at vaultretrosports.com. Happy holidays, and we thank you for your business.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
for only $6.99 a month. Your company could lease the Isuzu NPR HD. Ideal for deliveries, for service, or for maintenance. The NPR offers class-leading fuel economy, unmatched maneuverability, and B10 diesel engine life of 375,000 miles. See why Christopher Trucks stands behind the Isuzu NPR HD. Christopher Trucks, White Horse Road at I-85, 269-2131. Online at ChristopherTrucks.com. Includes security deposit. Excludes tax and title. $13,398 due at leasing.
We haven't met, but I think we should. I want you to stay at my new place. I'm Gary Cohen, general manager of Clemson's premier hotel, the Abernathy. From our unique and spaciously designed guest rooms to our exclusive hospitality suite, we have something for the business or the pleasure guest. Taps Bar and Cafe is the perfect spot for a quiet getaway or a beverage. Gift certificates are a great idea for Christmas. And for a game, graduation, or a special weekend, stay a night or two at my place, the Abernathy, Clemson's first boutique hotel.
Out of Bounds is on the air. 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I just met her, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at your baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met her, and this is crazy, but here's my number.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We have some breaking news, not in the sports world, but more in the school world, because Pickens County now, mom and sister rejoice. Pickens County now letting out as well. 1 o'clock, I think they're saying 1 o'clock elementary school and a middle school and high school, 1:45. So basically all that means is for the next hour and 15 minutes, nobody's getting anything done in the middle and high schools.
You're darn right.
I would say, Kelly, you remember when you used to get out for snow, but no, you don't remember when you used to get out for snow.
No, it was very rare. We would just, it was a preemptive cancellation. If you saw a snowflake on the weather radar, you would cancel snow. You would cancel school.
Immediately.
Just cancel.
I mean, that's what we do
just
now.
Just cancel.
You know, back in my day, we used to wait for it to actually fall before we used to wake up the morning of. That's basically what now they do it like 2 days in advance.
I would assume you back in your day, Quack, you just would walk to school, so it wouldn't be a problem. Uphill, both ways.
My gosh. Tim and Clemson said, some of these texts are hilarious on the Health Air text line. Transform your body in 90 days, I dare you. Could we please hear a new or the old one again? Hunter Renfro Quack story. Tim and Clemson. Seems like a snow day happening. Hey, kids, climb on Grandpa's lap so he can tell you the story.
Maybe in snow day headlines, Quack could tell us another Hunter story.
Oh, man. Also, we have this for the 864.
That time you saw Hunter help that old lady cross the street.
Oh, my gosh. It says, I'd like to apologize. I spilled some ice in a school parking lot and shut down the whole school system. My bad. That's what it says.
The kids aren't. They don't need your apology.
Before we get to Brett Friedlander, let's go to William, who's been hanging on since the beginning of time. Hey, William, what's going on?
Hey, Quack. Hey, Kelly. How y'all doing?
We're doing awesome today. Hope you're doing well.
Quack, leave Xander alone. He's not even getting paid, man. Come on, leave him alone. Let him wear sweatpants.
Hey, I was the last one to make a comment. I waited for everybody else to make comments first.
I hear you. You guys know that.
Oh, no. And then we just dropped William. Like, right before he was going to ask his question, he just disappeared. That's not good. Look, it's snowing outside and people are disappearing from the phone line.
Oh, my gosh.
And you don't want to know how much Criminal Minds I watched yesterday in my effort to, kind of recover. This is like recovery time for me. And you don't want to know. So people disappearing on phone calls is not great. William is back with us, though, now. And so before we get to Brett, I want to get to William's point very quickly. William, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. I don't know what happened. But anyway, you guys know the ground actually has to freeze before you worry about snow, right?
Correct.
It's like 40 degrees. I mean, 40 degrees outside.
Look, that's my point there. I mean, even if it falls, it's not sticking, for crying out loud.
But anyway, I want to talk a little Georgia and Oklahoma. I want to get the experts' opinion. I done talked to Mickey, and I done talked to Brad and Ben. I'm going to get the experts.
Oh, he dropped again. I'll tell you what. I want to get to Brett. If William calls back, Kelly, you talk to him, you get his question, but I'm gonna talk about, I'm going to do this over here, you do that over there. How
the
about
second
that?
He called us experts,
Oh, man. Phil in the Deep South says, Kelly's cold and shaking and just hung up accidentally. I think it's dangerous. You guys should get out of there. Oh, my gosh. Before something bad happens. Brett Friedlander, NSJOnline.com. He writes for the North State Journal. He joins us right now. What's up, Brett?
Not much. Kelly, you do realize that I'm the one who's old enough to walk back and forth to school in the snow uphill both ways.
I do have some curmudgeon-y stories, like some really old guy, like great-grandpa type stories, but correct. I think for the record, we can share that.
And you do know, have you seen the meme that's out there too of the Southern weatherman who, you know, hears it's going to be 3 flakes and he says, hey, hold off on announcing this for 5 minutes. And he runs off into the corner and he calls his broker and says, put all my money into milk and bread right now. And he says, that's how Southern weathermen make their money. So there you go.
Hey, I'm down with that. They know before everybody else. That's basically insider trading, I would think, but we probably don't call it that. The overarching conversation that we're going to eventually get to, I swear, today is ACC versus SEC coaching. The ACC is clearly upgraded. Every time they've gotten a chance to replace a coach with a new one, it's been a clear upgrade all across the board. We've talked about it ad nauseum. As you've watched the coaching carousel spin here and stability really reign for the most part in the ACC, do you feel like the SEC has caught up with the league in coaching, or is there still maybe a gap when you consider some of these places, Tennessee, Arkansas, and these Ole Miss, Mississippi State, who have made changes?
Well, I think there's still a gap. I mean, I think Florida upgraded. I think Arkansas got a really good – I mean, you know Chad Morris in your area. I think he's being extremely underrated. You know, as far as Mississippi, we'll see – but listen, there is still a gap there, and I think what this shows, I think if you look at the coaching hires over the last maybe 2 to 3 years, or maybe if you want to go even back a little further, but 3 to 4 or 5 years, I think it shows that really that the SEC is Alabama and a lot of pretty ordinary teams. And you know, I mean, this every year they get a good one. I mean, you've got Georgia this year, you had Auburn. But, I mean, for the most part, there's a lot of ordinary teams in the SEC outside of the top one or two or maybe three, whereas the ACC, I think, is really upgraded and is a very, very balanced league. I think from top to bottom, the ACC is a much better league. At the top, I think the SEC probably still is either equal to or maybe a little bit above just because of the Alabama factor. But, I still think the ACC has an edge there, and I think that it shows how much deeper the ACC is over these last couple of 3 years.
We talked last week a little bit about Jimbo Fisher leaving for A&M. Now they have a coach. They got him fairly quickly, Willie Taggart. I think there's certainly reasons for concern there, but overall, I think it's a pretty good hire if you're replacing a guy who won a national championship with a guy who has the type of resume and the type of, personality and the type of reputation that Willie Taggart has. What's your thought on that fit in Tallahassee? How does that change the pecking order in the ACC, particularly in the Atlantic Division?
I don't think in the long run it's going to change things much. I think it's a really good hire as well. First of all, he wants to be there. He grew up as a Florida State fan, and so I think that that definitely helps the fit. He's kind of a dynamic personality. He's a different personality than Jimbo. But I think that while kids may leave, that Jimbo, had recruited, and there may be a 1 or 2 year, step back, I think in the long run, it's going to be a really good hire. Jimbo, I think, wore out his welcome at Florida State. I think that if Florida State officials didn't think that they had a really good chance of getting Willie Taggart, who, even before Jimbo had announced his resignation, was already being vetted by those folks. If they didn't feel like that he was the guy that they really wanted and that they felt like he would be a good fit, I don't think that they would have let Jimbo walk. I think they would have given him that raise that he was looking for, that he was trying to leverage himself into. And I think that they were ready for a change. And when they saw Willie Taggart was available and that they could get him, it was like, okay, Jimbo, see ya, take the big offer. So I think it's going to be a good fit. And I think that it's going to, in the long run, mean that Florida State will continue to be one of those top two teams in the ACC. Although, next year, you may see, another year like this or like last year, because it's been a trend for now 2 years that they've kind of been going in the wrong direction. So it's going to take a little time to get it cranked up going back in the right direction.
Visit with Brett Friedlander at BFriedACC on Twitter. He writes for NSJOnline.com. Check out his great work there. Pretty much all week long, he'll keep you updated on what's going on around the league. I'm looking now at basketball, and we're starting to kind of, wade into, you know, up in your neck of the woods in North Carolina, you kind of dive into basketball season. We kind of wade in, and I think I wade a little faster than a lot of people. So I've been watching this for a little bit. I want to ask you about some of the turmoil this week in the league with Georgia Tech losing to Wofford in Tennessee, yeah. With Virginia dropping one, I think, to West Virginia. Then you get Florida State going and pounding Florida, so you get some of the highs there too. But the league, I thought I kind of had the league figured out, and then all of a sudden some of these recent results here, the start of December, have changed my perception of some teams a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Georgia Tech is a strange one because they beat a really good Northwestern team at home, and you thought, well, you know, they're in pretty good shape. I mean, they must be doing okay because, you know, they've been playing without Josh Okogie and Tajik Jackson, both of whom are back now, but you know, they've been playing without two of their better players. I'm not sure what to make of them because they also lost to Grambling, and that's not a good look. I mean, it's sort of like when Wake Forest started the season losing to Georgia Southern and to Liberty and to Drake. That's a really warning sign. Well, the Deacons did their damage at the beginning and have gotten better and now appear to have their act together. Georgia Tech's the opposite. Georgia Tech started off okay, but then got its good players back and now just can't seem to beat anybody. So I think that's definitely cause for concern for the Yellow Jackets and for Josh Pastner. There's not a whole lot of options there. I mean, he took over a team last year that really kind of overachieved. So maybe this is just kind of a course correction, that this is the Georgia Tech that was supposed to be there last year. They've got some nice pieces, but I just don't know that they've got enough. And clearly there's some chemistry issues because they're not gelling right now. And this is the time of year you're supposed to be doing that because Duke plays its first ACC game this week or next week. And then everybody else starts playing, the following week or two. So it's time to get pretty close to that finished product and to start making that progress. And Georgia Tech seems to be going in the opposite direction.
And then a team that's overachieved maybe a little bit, Florida State. I don't want to sit here and act like they played a murderer's row schedule. They really haven't. Clemson's not played a super tough schedule, but it's a lot worse than Clemson's if you look at the metrics. But they did go to Florida and pound a Florida team that looked pretty doggone good and losing close to Duke. And then all of a sudden, Florida now appears to have some major issues right before Clemson plays them next week and getting beaten again by Loyola just a day or two ago. What do you make of Florida State's 8-0 start? Are you as surprised about it as I am?
You know, I'm not really, because if you look at it, I mean, first of all, Florida State for some reason has always been a good matchup. When it comes to Florida, they always seem to play well, and they've beaten them the last few years. But the thing is with Florida State is that Leonard Hamilton is a really good coach. And you talk about continuity. He has been there for a long time now. And they've been a solid program. And if you look at his recruiting, you know, Dwayne Bacon obviously is gone and some of the other guys that he brought in. But, I mean, he's really done a good job of recruiting the last few years. Terrence Mann is one of those guys that's still there. He's got a lot of, you know, 3- and 4-star guys, and I believe that there's maybe a 1 or 2 5-star guys. This is a pretty good program that he's built, and it just, I guess because it's, you know, the far reaches of the geographic footprint, and it's such a football school, we really don't notice that, but that's been a pretty good program, and so I'm not really, you know, all that surprised, especially because of the schedule that they played. I think that's an upper division ACC team that's going to go to the NCAA tournament. And clearly they've got something going. And, you know, the thing with Leonard Hamilton too, is that he's always been a great defensive coach, but over the last few years, I guess since the arrival of Xavier Raython Mays about 4 years ago, he kind of changed things a little bit and went a little more up tempo and really kind of improved the offensive personality of that program. And, I think you're seeing that. I think they're a very good team that I think is sustainable.
One or two more for you, Brett, before we let you run. In fact, we've really only got time for one more. I think Duke is a team that's getting a lot of publicity. Virginia, the way they play defense, kind of under the radar there a little bit. North Carolina, Miami. I guess the perception is that this is a Duke league, maybe a Duke North Carolina league. Is it deeper at the top than that, at least what we've seen the first 8-10 games of the season?
I think so, because while Duke is immensely talented, they have shown some tendencies that I think once they start playing in conference play, is going to come back to bite them. And that's, you know, that ability to flip the switch and just kind of play really hard when they need to. I think that when they play the Louisvilles and the Virginias and the North Carolinas and the Florida States, that they're going to have to, you know, flip that switch right from the get-go, because they're not going to be coming back from 17-point deficits in the second half like they did twice in Portland. I think that it's a young team. It's a talented team. It's going to get better, but I don't think they're going to run the table, not by a long shot.
He is Brett Friedlander, our ACC insider from the North State Journal, nsjonline.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at BFriedACC. Brett, we appreciate it as always. Hunker down, stay warm out there, milk sandwiches for days, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again next week, weather permitting, if we don't all die in the process.
Don't hurt yourself shoveling the driveway.
we won't, Brett. We appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Brett Friedlander, join us. Always a pleasure to visit with our good friend Brett Friedlander. Also a pleasure, eating Omaha Steaks. This hour is brought to you by our friends at omahasteaks.com. I love this product, particularly as it pertains to Christmas. I think, and I've not done any shopping for relatives yet, I think this is the hardest year ever to shop for my relatives. I mean, I just read across the board, like, my mom doesn't even have a list yet. She has no list. I mean, this is remarkably, we're remarkably late in the process to just be not having lists. It's unbelievable. OmahaSteaks.com has a tremendous product for you. It's the family gift pack. It's a great gift to give to people that you don't know what to give. For $49.99, that's 75% off. Here's what you're getting. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tarts and an Omaha Steak seasoning packet. Plus, they're going to throw in 4 additional kielbasa sausages absolutely free. You get the deal when you search William in the search bar. Once again, that's omahasteaks.com. Enter my code William in a search bar and get 75% savings and get the gift guaranteed to be a hit this Christmas at omahasteaks.com. Again, William in the search bar. Short break. We'll come back. Final segment, hour one, is coming up next.
Every now and then, Ramona successfully wins Walt's money. It's hard to come by, but she deserves every dollar she gets. In the spirit of the holiday, you'll have a chance to win Walt's tickets. Listen all this week as Walt gives away 3-day passes to this year's Carolina Rebellion, May 4th through 6th at the Rock City Campgrounds at Charlotte Motor Speedway. This year's lineup will be jam-packed with great rock bands for 3 straight days, May 4th through 6th. Win Walt's tickets all week from 105.5 to Roar, WCCP.
Relax, we're in Tigertown. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders Online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wayne from the Vault. Well, the holiday season is upon us, and old school is in session at the Vault. We are well-stocked with top-quality, retro-style apparel with all the cool vintage logos for hundreds of college and pro teams. But please hurry down for the best selection. We are located at 213 North Main Street in downtown Greenville, across from the Hyatt. Or shop us online at vaultretrosports.com. Happy holidays, and we thank you for your business.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Hey everybody, have you heard the news? Diamonds and Gold Direct has been voted the best jewelry store in Anderson for the third year in a row. The people of Anderson know a great jewelry store, and by stopping by, you'll see why everybody voted for Diamonds and Gold Direct. Great price, great selection, and great service made us number one. Located in the Belvedere Plaza, across the street from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
New management, new attitude. Two great reasons to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Kia of Anderson. During the Kia Light Up the Holiday Sales event at Kia of Anderson, you could ride home in a new 2017 Kia Soul. Just $189 a month. The 2017 Kia Soul is the J.D. Power & Associates' highest-rated compact multi-purpose vehicle 3 years running. Whether it's a new 2017 or 2018 Kia or a certified pre-owned vehicle, discover the new Kia of Anderson at the Kia Light Up the Holiday Sales event. New management, new attitude, Kia of Anderson. Highway 76 in Pendleton, between Anderson and Clemson. Kia of Anderson, the power to surprise.
Soul must have J.D. Power's IQ accolade to qualify with approved credit. 36-month lease with $19.99 down, due at signing. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Sports on the quirky side is out of bounds.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a ball.
Now, back to William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's too hard to sleep. The sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got 1 foot out the door, where are my keys? Cause I gotta leave, yeah, in the back of the cab.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Final segment, hour one. Before we get to ACC, SEC, we have, I would say, slightly breaking news from the coaching world this morning. As first reported by Brad Sinkiff and commented upon by Ben Milstead, and as first reported by somebody else, I don't know who first reported it, Mario Cristobal going to be the Oregon head coach. Which I don't hate this. You're not a big fan of this hire, are you, Kelly?
No, I don't hate it. I think at this point with the coaching carousel and the coaching climate so depleted, if you feel pretty good about a guy on your staff and you want to keep continuity, you might as well go for it. So I totally understand why Oregon did it. To me, it feels a little Ed Orgeron-y. And okay. I say that because I think in some ways LSU settled for Ed Orgeron, mainly because they wanted to keep that continuity and they didn't think they could do, or they weren't really willing to do much better. They could, maybe if they paid a bunch of money, but I feel like this is kind of Oregon's Ed Orgeron. Do you see that a little bit? A guy who was a head coach previously who wasn't exactly great when he was a head coach previously, but had some moments where he was at his previous stop, and then now he's getting another chance.
I'm not sure that I would agree with that, and here's the reason why. Because I feel like Ed Orgeron at LSU was like the choice of the moment, the spur decision. You know what I mean? it was the decision that was emotionally charged.
Yeah, but more so than anything else. I think it was more thought over than this because Orgeron was an interim for a decent amount of time.
Well, Cristobal is an interim too for a couple days.
Well, yeah.
But
for like 2 seconds.
But Mario Cristobal was a good head coach. Don't look at his record. Much
I
like
know.
The
he
Chapman
was at
said,
FIU.
Don't look
I
at
know.
His record.
It's tough.
He was fired at FIU. If people remember this, I was actually critical at the time when he was fired. I can't even remember. Was I even hosting a show then? I don't even know. I was critical generally.
He was fired in 2012.
Okay, so I was generally critical of the Mario Cristobal firing because it felt like he was fired because he wanted to be good at FIU. Like he and the athletic administration were kind of at odds, and he had been doing a good job and had done things at the school. Like he had taken them to a couple bowl games. They'd never been to bowl games before. He won a bowl game. They'd never done that before. I mean, he was a guy that achieved a bunch of stuff, and it felt like he tried to be too good, so they fired him. It wasn't underperformance that got him canned at FIU.
And just for the record, for Sandy, he did win the Beef O'Brady's Bowl when it existed. So, just for the record.
Touche.
No, actually, he lost Touché. It, but he appeared in it.
He appeared in the Beef O'Brady's Bowl.
He appeared in really two of the better bowls of our generation, the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl and the Beef O'Brady's Bowl.
There we go. Gotta love the pizza.
Got the dub in the Little Caesars Bowl.
2 a.m., nothing better than hot and ready. Like 1:30. Not 2. 2 is too crowded and crazy. 1:30.
I got to say, I'm a little more of a Todaro's girl myself, but.
I get it. Most people
can Sandy,
would be.
Can Sandy
most
be the decider be. On this because he knows better than anybody?
Of what?
Todaro's or Little Caesars at 2 a.m.?
Todaro's for sure.
Yes, thank you. All right, continue.
The only reason
but if you're feeling cheap.
Which I am. Caesars. I wanted to be cheap and ready right now. Cheap and ready right now. I am.
I believe the tagline is hot and ready.
At 1:30, I'm not like, you know, I just want fine cuisine right now. If you're that's 1:30.
Todaro's is not exactly fine cuisine.
Well, it's finer than Little Caesars.
I'm not saying the move is Pixie and Bill's at 2 a.m. here.
Hey, if you're going for friendship and fellowship, I'd go Todaro's.
That's true, because you are crammed in there.
Yeah.
Little Caesars is like if you're downtown and you just want to get away. It's like a want to get away.
Want to get
like
away?
You just run, like you're running to your car.
Do you take
you
a Southwest flight to Little
you
Caesars?
Anyway.
All right. Get back on topic.
Be that as it may, here's Mario Cristobal at FIU. He's a Florida guy. He's got great connections at Florida. He's been there forever. I don't know how that plays in Oregon, much like with Willie Taggart.
What if he leaves them too?
He joined Taggart's staff. Well, here's why Oregon, I think, did this. Because we always think of Oregon as a team or as a program that has a ton of cash, right? They just throw cash at everybody. Throwing cash. National program flush with cash, right? That's what they do, okay? You know they've only made an outside hire once in 40 years in their football program? It's been internal hires every time. Rich Brooks was there. For quite some time, before he was at Kentucky, he was the most recent of the coach of Kentucky, but he was at Oregon for a long time. Then Mike Bellotti. I'll never forget this. Mike Bellotti hired a guy from New Hampshire that was calling ball plays in New Hampshire. Chip Kelly brought him onto his staff as the head coach in waiting there, and it worked like a charm. And then after Chip Kelly, they hired Mark Helfrich. Still never figured out how to say his name. Won't matter. He'll never be head coach again.
It's like the classic Gramlich conundrum. Both are right.
Right. Mark Helfrich, we'll say. It's good for show continuity if we pronounce
ICH
as ick.
Yeah, let's do that.
Right?
As a fellow CH sufferer.
Until we say otherwise. So they promoted from within, and then they fired Helfrich because it didn't work. So the one time it doesn't work, you go out of bounds, shall we say. You go... out of bounds.
But they went Taggart.
Go get Willie Taggart.
Which, I mean, would you say that
no
quote,
ties to the school or area.
Right. Would you say that quote worked?
No.
Because he did leave.
No, it's not. Because at Oregon, they also prioritize the family atmosphere and they prioritize the bond with the university. It's clear with this hire, they want somebody who understands before they get the gig what they're getting into. Because it's clear that Taggart wanted out there. And well, it's not because they didn't pay him enough. It's not because they didn't have enough resources. It's because, I mean, if you're interviewing for the Ole Miss job at Oregon or you're floating feelers like, I just want to get back Southeast, then you clearly don't understand what it takes. You can't go in there blind like we did and not be like, gosh, there's nothing around here. This is way different than it kind of appears.
True. And With recent news and all the coaching searches and stuff, I don't trust a single word any coach says ever at this point. And I don't think anybody really should, because they can leave at any moment. And that's the benefit of being a coach. The problem here with Oregon is, I think Oregon has to do some work here to reestablish themselves as not a stepping stone job. I mean, when on earth did we think Oregon was going to be a stepping stone job?
That's kind of the point.
So I'm thinking that behind closed doors, there is some sort of agreement, conversation with Cristobal that he is in it for the long haul. He wants to be the head coach at Oregon. And hopefully they get their guy and he's there for a long time, because this idea that Oregon is a stepping stone is very weird for me to wrap my head around.
I agree with that. Here's what the cautionary tale of Willie Taggart at Oregon too. I agree with Walt Deptula on this. You can hear him 3-7. He's back today, by the way, with Bill Hancock, I saw on Twitter.
That's awesome.
CFP. We'll get him back on there arguing with Walt a little bit. That's nice. You hear Walt talk about this all the time. You don't hire who you hire because they're in the neighborhood. You don't hire somebody because they played there, because they went to school there, because they used to be there, because they coach around you geographically. You go hire the guy who's a good hire. But the downside of that is, if you go and hire somebody out of region with no reason to stay, or with ties to a different region is probably a better way of saying it. If you hire somebody who's got strong ties to another part of the country, then they may not prioritize your job if something comes open, a place where they feel stronger. It would be like if Miami, Ohio hired Chad Morris. I mean, like if some school like Akron, Ohio, whatever, would have hired Chad Morris. He's trying to get to Texas. He's trying to go back there. Like, you're not keeping that guy from Texas. You're not keeping that guy from the south, from the southern part of the country. You're not doing that. They hire Willie Taggart out of Florida. He's been in Florida forever. He's recruited Florida, knows Florida. You hire him to the Pacific Northwest. Guess what? The guy wants to go back to Florida. He wants to go back to the southeast, where he's got an easier reach down there in Florida.
I think you're exactly right.
So you got to be careful with those.
You have to be very careful. And that's why I think there's some sort of understanding that Cristobal really wants to be at Oregon, and he's going to be there for a long time, because Oregon played for a national championship, what, 4 seasons ago, the first playoff?
Yeah.
How far Oregon has fallen. It is weird to think about Oregon.
3 years ago. This is the fourth playoff, so it would have been 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was in the first playoff. The 2014 season with Mariota, obviously. I mean, they have a Heisman Trophy winner just 3 years ago. So to think that Oregon is at this point, I think that they need to do everything they can to establish themselves as a place of stability, where they're not some sort of just revolving door for coaches that want to move on to somewhere better than Oregon.
Oregon's not better than Mario Cristobal either.
No.
They're just not. It may look like it, but that's not
the
case.
And I think they want that continuity. And he is a good coach.
Tiger Sports Shop sponsors Hour 1 of the program. We tell you about them all the time. Go get a parka before you go to Little John Coliseum tonight for women's basketball, tomorrow for men's basketball. Stop and get yourself a parka, maybe a half dozen scarves or something, at Tiger Sports Shop, downtown Clemson, Highway 123. It's a store for Clemson fans by Clemson fans. Hour 1 is done. Hour 2 is next.